You know, I'm realizing that we forgot to sing one hymn, and so I think we'll sing that right after the message and continue on here with this message of the Word. I apologize for that, but let's stand here as we read from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. This is the Word of the Lord. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires for all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. Here ends our reading. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we ask that you would prepare our hearts to receive it, that we might believe it. For in your word there is great blessing, and you offer to us the gift of salvation. May we receive it with believing hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We heard some testimonies earlier of what God has done in the hearts of three young people, and praise the Lord for his work in your lives, Carter and Ellie and Mackenzie. And we hear, too, in this text about the testimony. And we're going to be looking at what it is that God is testifying to, this truth that we hold on to, this message of hope. And as we look at it, we're maybe a little bit in the spirit of the Reformation, where if you're familiar, the Luther talked about the five solas, the five things that are alone that we believe. This morning we're going to look at five things that are one. One kind of thing with each of these. And so let's begin here as we walk through our text and notice that there is one type of people for whom God wants us to pray. One type of people for whom God wants us to pray. It says in the first verse that we are urged that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people. Every single one, just as we heard in the children's message. And you know, this is maybe a nice thing to just say, but when the rubber meets the road, this can be a pretty hard thing to do. You know, I've noticed that in our country, that the dialogue that is happening most of the time is one full of messages of hate and discontent. We grumble and we complain and we throw stones or words at one another, insults across the divides and attack those that we disagree with. It's pretty sickening if you go on social media or if you look at the posts that people make and hear what people are saying about one another. When we disagree with somebody, it's pretty hard to get along sometimes. And particularly when that person makes our blood boil, when they do something that is just despicable to us. And I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on or what your particular convictions are in this case, but when somebody who disagrees with you and does something really offensive to you, when someone is like that, it's really hard to pray for them. Do you pray for these people that you can't stand and say, God, would you bless them? Would you save even that person, Lord? I challenge you to do that. That is what God is calling us to pray for all people, even the worst, maybe especially the worst. And certainly here for these mentioned specifically who are in our leadership, who are above us, for kings and who are all who are in high position, it says. And the result of that is that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. It's for our benefit, for the benefit of everyone, if we pray for God's blessing upon people. And he answers these prayers. This is also something that's really encouraging because if you're thinking about yourself and some of the things you've done, some of the ways that you have treated people, God is also saying that He wants other people to pray for you. God wants to bless you and make you a blessing to other people. He wants peace to come into this world, and He works through prayer. There's also one kind of people that God wants to save. You know that? Who is that? It's everybody. Look at this. It says, this is good in verse 3, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And just as we were talking about before, even the worst, maybe the famous example is even Hitler, or the most famous criminal or crook or tyrant that ever lived. Maybe you have somebody else that you would put in that place as the top of that list of hated people or despised people. But God wants all people to be saved. And let me tell you, that's even you. This is good news even for you, because you may be feeling that you are not worthy, that God doesn't love you. But I want to tell you that He does. Some would hear the Christian message about a God who's offering salvation and say this is really a closed message that is meant to exclude other people because God is playing favorites. Let me tell you that He is not. God wants every single person to be saved. And He does not delight in any person being lost. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell, to be separated from Him. He wants every single person to be reconciled with Him. And He has sent people to pray for this even. We all need saving. We all need God's love. And He has offered it. But look here as we continue on here in verse 5. And now we're going to see the language in this text talking about one. There is one God. Let me tell you, this clearly means that there is no other. You can look all around the world. You can look at anybody else's ideas and where they may be pointing you. And let me tell you, there is no other God to even look for. Our world may tell you that there are many gods, or that whatever God you choose for yourself is acceptable. Or they may even tell you about another particular God. But let me tell you, there is no other God. There is one God. This is central to our faith. And confirmands, you probably remember some good lessons about our one God. But you can't find any others. There might be things that you worship as God, and let me tell you, those are idols. If you are not worshiping the one true God, you are worshiping a false God. The good news here too, though, is that the Lord God, Yahweh, His personal name, the I Am Who I Am, He is the true God, and He is over all. He is over everything, one God. And this is the same God who desires for all people to be saved and is on a mission for every one of us. Praise the Lord that this is true. Don't look anywhere else. Next, we see that there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. One mediator. You know, I don't know if you're a sports fan, but I'm going to give a little sports illustration here. And so forgive me if you're not, but you should be able to track along with this, and maybe you could think of some examples similar to it. But I was watching some highlights from NBA playoff basketball here, and there was an assistant coach, Kendrick Perkins, and he is a mountain of a man, retired NBA player, and he was like the toughest guy in the league when he was playing, and all these professional athletes didn't want to mess with this guy. And recently the playoffs got heated, and a fan, Drake, actually a musician, tried to pick a fight with this guy. And let me tell you, this guy is about three times his size and is still very fit professional athlete. And let me tell you that if there had not been a mediator breaking up this fight, one guy would have lost pretty handily because he picked a fight with someone that was too much for him. He had messed with the wrong guy. And let me tell you that when we people have sinned, we have messed with the wrong guy. And it's the one true living God who created the universe. We've picked a fight that we can't win. And we need a mediator. We need somebody to get in between us, to protect us, to save us, to plead our case, and to go and make it safe for us again. And let me tell you, there is that mediator who has been provided for you, and God identifies him here for you. It says, the man, Christ Jesus. God sent his very own Son, the Son of God, who was participating with him in all of creation. He sent him to this world to be the mediator for you, to bring peace in this relationship. And Jesus, the way he did this, is by living righteously in your place and dying the death that you deserved. And now as he has gone on to the Father, he pleads your case. And he says to the Father, I died for that one. I died for these people. And he pleads for you. And he has every right to do that, and the Father will listen to him because this is his beloved Son with whom he is well pleased. And he is now fighting for your cause. And he goes there before God for everyone who trusts in the name of Jesus. There is one mediator. There's only one of them. You can't look anywhere else for another mediator. There is no human being that can do this for you. But he who has been provided has accomplished it for you. And look, as these blessings keep piling up, as it says also that there is one redeemer or one ransom for us all. This man, Jesus Christ, it says in verse 6, gave himself as a ransom for all, or a redemption from all. Ransom emphasizes the purchase price that was given, and Jesus shed his precious blood for you. And the redemption idea here in this word is saving, delivering you from slavery. There is one Redeemer. Scripture tells us there is salvation in no other name than in Jesus, the one who has been provided for you. As we think on this day of the testimonies of these three young people and the testimony that they've made, we see that there is a God who is united and working for our salvation. For every one of us, none of you is excluded from God's love, his desire to save you. He wants people praying for you. He wants you to not be lost, not to be punished in hell, but to be saved, to be with him, to be reunited with him. He's telling you that he is the one true God. Don't look anywhere else. You're not going to find help there. There's one mediator that he has already provided for you to protect you and plead your cause. There's one Redeemer who has delivered you already. So may all of you hear this message and like these confirmands, receive this and be blessed by God's salvation that he has provided in his Son, Jesus, our mediator and redeemer. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you do not exclude any person from your plan of salvation. You are pursuing every single one of us. You sent your Son, Jesus, to be the mediator for each one of us, to redeem each one of us. Lord, may we not try to go our own way, search for another God, look for a different mediator, try to take care of it ourselves, pick a fight that we can't win. Pray that we wouldn't look to stand in our own righteousness, but that we would put our trust in the name of Jesus, for there's salvation in no other name than his. Thank you for providing him and pursuing us. May you bless these confirmands too as they continue on, and may you bless each one of us and realize that we are a part of this ministry of salvation that you have left here on earth, that we are to pray for every person that they might receive this blessing of salvation provided in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.